Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa.
Before Russia attacked, we made sure Russia had javelins and other weapons.
Russia could end this war tomorrow by withdrawing its forces from Ukraine, breaking its international borders, and ceasing its attacks on its inhumane attacks on Russia.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We'll let the record show that Mr. Raskins could not answer the question.
Let me start with this. My last name is Raskin.
That's right, Mr. Doback.
Call me Robert.
That's right, Robin.
Robert.
You don't have to add the S.
Do you know who I am?
Bush.
Okay.
We just see the cannibal tab in your book.
There's no cannibal tab.
But that bone in his nose, Ron. Maybe he acts to smell him. Look, fellas, he's a sissy cannibal. What do you mean my Uncle George is a sissy cannibal?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We're going to have Turtle Boy Aidan Kearney on to discuss what's going on in the Karen Reed murder trial. They're still picking the jury, I think. And the witness lists have been released. I was just looking it over. We'll talk to him about that at 6:05. Trump's jury has been seated. And he's having a live press conference right now outside the courthouse in New York. Let's just pick up a little bit of the press conference.
A trial that really is a very unfair trial. These are all stories. This is over the last few days from legal experts. This is Wall Street Journal editorial. But all of these are stories from legal experts saying how this is not a case. The case is ridiculous. This is another one. The case is a ridiculous Trump indictment. It's missing fraud. There is no fraud. All of these stories are stories of how, and these are done by the experts and editorials, Bragg falsified business record, and he falsifies them. He's the one. He's the fraud. But take a look at all of these are our stories. You see them here. Bragg's indictment even falls as an indictment. All of them.
He's obviously pretty angry about this. He's not, you know, who can blame him? Who can blame him?
I object, Your Honor. This trial is a travesty. It's a travesty of a mockery, of a sham, of a mockery, of a travesty, of two mockeries, of a sham.
That's we've just summed it up. Woody Allen summed it up more than a half a century ago. But that's what it is. We'll play some cuts as the hours go by. But first, it's time for the Chump Line.
Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for him, you ain't a cannibal.
Yum, yum. Eat him up.
Those are the last words Uncle Bossy heard before he was ingested by a cannibal. Or not.
Hey, Howie. Joe Biden said they made a movie about his mother's four brothers, but they had to change the name. It originally was going to be called Saving Private Finnegan.
It was amazing. You know, his uncle, too. His uncle was killed or eaten by a cannibal in May of 1944. And Joe said that the next month he enlisted in the military. When are the fact checkers going to fact check that? Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie20 to get 20% off your next purchase.
And now, another excerpt from Paperboy, My Life in Media, as read by the author.
On December the 7th, 1941, we were gathered around the radio listening to Father Coughlin when we heard that Pearl Harbor had been bombed. Then the party line rang, and we found out that my war hero cousin and namesake, Frank Howie Sutton, had been shot down. We immediately caught a Northeast Airlines flight to Hawaii to find him. I'll never forget the days we spent searching for him in a tangled wreckage of airplane and body parts. Turns out he was in North Africa.
There was an element of truth to that. He was shot down. He was in the Royal Canadian Air Force. I didn't tell you yesterday, my mother said, when he joined the Royal Canadian Air Force, my mother was like, I guess, 17, 18. And she said, Frank, why did you join the Canadian Air Force? You're from North Carolina. And he said, well, we all have to get involved. And that was the last she ever spoke to him, because he was shot down on December 7th, 1941. Now, that's a true story. I looked it up on Wikipedia. Frank Howie Sutton. They named Camp Sutton after him in North Carolina during World War II.
After yesterday's debacle with his Uncle Bosey rant, Brandon's handlers now want the right to prosecute anyone who lets him speak off script.
He did it, though, three times, apparently. I wonder if they've, do they, maybe they need to, you know, like a, you know, dogs wear a collar, and if they go by a certain point, they get the zap to keep them inside on the property of the owner. Maybe, you know, whenever he mentions a word like cannibal, he gets a zap, and it just, and it snaps him out of it, and he moves on to something else and just talks about Trump and suckers and losers. But there would be so many words that there would have to be like that. You know, anytime you mention debt or deficit or jump, you just have to, you know, hit them. Tibetan plateau would be another one. Haifa, Ukraine, Russia, javelin missiles. Actually, I guess that wouldn't work. You'd be able, even if you gave them like minor doses of electrical charges, he'd probably keel over in about 2 minutes.
I bet that liberal activist never knew what hit him when he got bumped from the jury. Guess you could say he was a voir dire in the headlights.
That's pretty good. I like that. I like that.
Google turns over 24 Nazi Googlers into ex-Googlers. Maybe the tide is turning.
By the way, speaking of liberals in New York, they always say a liberal, conservative is a liberal who's been mugged. Did you see yesterday an NYU female administrator, NYU administrator, do you think she's liberal or conservative? She was mugged down in Lower Manhattan, and they had an identification of her assailant. And you know how they described him? An attacker who presented as male. That's the new phrase. I hadn't heard that before that nut who was arrested for graffiti at the pro-Nazi protest in New York. He said he was very angry that he was arrested by a police officer who presented as lesbian. So there's a phrase, you know, a week ago maybe we'd heard it once or twice in our entire lives. Now it's becoming, the assailant wanted presented as male. Presented. What did he present? He presented a fist to this liberal.
The White House corrected Joe Biden's claim that his uncle was eaten by cannibals. They're actually transgender vegan cannibals.
Yes, a texter pointed out that Nancy Pelosi has already criticized him, saying he should have not used that pejorative word. Cannibal. He should have used flesh-attracted human being. Do we have a statement from the flesh-attracted human being, Taylor?
Yum, yum. Eat him up. Eat him up.
Now I can see why Biden let the barbecuer into the country. After hearing what happened to Uncle Bosey, I guess they're pretty much just like family.
Ha, ha, ha. Is there going to be a special visa process for any Haitian cannibals who want to come into the country directly?
Come on, man. I remember during World War II, the day after VE Day, I was wearing a towel and shaving cream when I found out my uncle Ambrose, who was piloting a B-52, was shot down in New Guinea and eaten by vegan cannibals. I asked my father why they eat Uncle Bossy, and he said, "It's simple, Joey. They're hungry."
Thank you, everybody. This is the Health Press Conference.
Month or two from now, Uncle Bossy was going to be was piloting the Enola Gay when he was shot down and eaten by the cannibals.
What for supper, Chief? Mango, coconut, leg of Ambrose.
Yum yum, eat 'em up.
You know what the appetizer was for the cannibals? Oysters Rockefeller.
Boy, when JFK's PT-109 went down, it's a good thing he didn't run into any cannibals.
I seem to vaguely recall, hearing about cannibals in the area, but not even the PR machine of Joe Kennedy Sr. could put across cannibals. They didn't even try, I don't think, very hard. But Biden, with even less evidence, decided to put it across. And now he's got the endorsement of the Kennedy family.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you want to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second brand-new Chump Line every evening, weekdays, we have one. It's posted every weeknight around 7 p.m. Eastern. It's called Chop Chumps. It's all the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. You can get Chop Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It is incumbent upon you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie20 to get 20% off your next purchase.
Come on, man. I remember during World War II, the day after VE Day, I was wearing a towel and shaving cream when I found out my uncle Ambrose, who was piloting a B-52, was shot down in New Guinea and eaten by vegan cannibals. I asked my father why they eat Uncle Bossy, and he said, "It's simple, Joey. They're hungry."
Thank you, everybody. This is the Health Press Conference.
Auctions are one of the oldest forms of commerce known to man. Auctions are how economies determine values for assets and commodities. Auctions are not a fire sale at a discounted price. Rather, auctions are an accelerated sale with competitive pricing. So, just because your parents listed their house for sale at a set price doesn't mean that you have to. J.J. Manning's accelerated auction process is one of the fastest-growing segments in real estate. Manning's time-tested approach began over 16,000 auctions ago with its founder, Jerome Manning. What are the main benefits of a J.J. Manning accelerated sale versus a traditional listing at a set price? Well, in the Manning method, there are no contingencies. In the Manning method, the buyer signs our exclusive P&S and makes a 10% non-refundable deposit that day. In the Manning method, you set the terms which all buyers must follow. J.J. Manning uses their own 30-30 marketing plan, 30 days of marketing saturation and 30 days to close. No deviations to the purchase and the buyer's feet are kept to the fire. To learn more on how to get your commercial, residential, or land sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. We'll be right back. Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Northeast Hair Restoration. This April and May, save $1,000 off their new PFE hair restoration procedure and listen to my Meet the Expert podcasts with the doctors. Go to PFEHair.com, PFEHair.com, or call 1-800-HAIR, 1-800-208-HAIR. H-A-I-R, 1-800-208-HAIR. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is what is the biggest cause of Massachusetts taxpayers fleeing the state in record numbers? High taxes, rotten weather, housing costs, illegal aliens, crime, bad infrastructure, political corruption, or wokeness?
I'm going to stick with bad weather. I'm surprised it's doing so rotten weather. I'm surprised it's doing so poorly.
Still at 1%.
1%?
Yep. Bad infrastructure is at a statistical 0%. 2% for crime.
What about the potholes? I'm tired. That includes the MBTA.
37% say high taxes, 20% say political corruption, 16% for wokeness, and 14% for illegal aliens.
They're all good answers, though. They're all good answers. 844-500-4242. Before they got to still seat the alternate jurors tomorrow, five of them. Prospective juror, this was a few minutes ago, before they got the last juror, booted for past vitriolic anti-Trump posts. She harbors a deep hatred for Trump, said Trump's lawyer, referencing years-old posts that describe Trump as a racist, sexist, narcissist. She said, I wouldn't believe Donald Trump if his tongue was notarized. Notarized? And said that he was anathema to everything she was taught about love. She's an older white woman. She stopped getting political online after the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Was she wearing a mask? I would say anyone who was wearing a mask, that would have been worthy of a preemptive challenge. No one has mentioned that. When she was standing at the podium, Trump watched her from a few feet away with his right arm slung over the back of his chair. Those are strong words, and I do feel I was in a disturbed frame of mind during that election cycle, she said. I dare say she's still in a disturbed state of mind, an older white woman, and I guarantee you she still has all of her masks left. 844-500-4242. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing today?
Good.
Oh, I'm a hyenas boy, so I understand what's going on in Massachusetts. It's not the greatest thing, that's for sure. But I wanted to bring to attention something I don't hear a lot of people talk about, the illegal aliens. When I lived down in Florida for quite a few years, I would watch a bunch of them like live in a house, like 20 or 30 of them live in a house. And they would save all their money up and then buy the house next to them. And it changed neighborhoods. It changed, like, the American dream. How do you compete if you just want to buy a house and raise kids?
Right. Well, some of them too. In the Boston area, they would get into a three decker, and they would buy the three decker, and then they would get the daughter pregnant, and they would put her in on welfare on a Section 8, and sometimes they'd put two of them in. If they had two daughters, they'd get them two pregnant ones, and they'd be collecting all. They'd have their main apartment and some kind of welfare there, you know, whatever it was, because they're all on. Most of them are on welfare of some form or another, and then they'd have the two daughters on Section 8, AFDC, WIC, all the welfare payments. And you're right. How does an American who works for a living compete with that? They don't. Does an American get $30,000 through this, what do they call it, the Save Home program or something like that? You know, the illegal aliens are all getting $30,000 in subsidized rents for 2 years. And at the end of the 2 years, everything will be, the house will be destroyed, but the landlord won't care. I don't know why he won't care. $30,000 is, you can't replace a house with $30,000. Thanks for the call. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This is a headline from the Herald. Massachusetts man arrested after allegedly posting anti-Semitic video. Horrific threats against Jews, unquote. A man standing in front of a Jewish community center and making horrific threats against Jews while holding what looked like a gun has been arrested, according to police. This was outside the Springfield Jewish community center. It showed a man on social media. A man making hateful statements against the Jewish community, holding what appeared to be a firearm while making threats and spitting on the Jewish community center sign. The Massachusetts man's name, you ask? Saifaldin Fazi. S-A-I-F-A-L-D-E-E-N Fazi. Saifaldin Fazi. Of West Springfield. Okay. He's a good boy. He's a good boy. A very good boy. That's what his mother, Fatima, said when she was reached for comment. 844-500-4242. Josh Hawley really tore into Alexander Mayorkas. He's the one who came up. He's the one who asked him about Lakin Riley's savage thug killer. And here's a couple of tweets from him from Josh Hawley. We've got some sound to play, too. Mayorkas was caught in a lie. He said 8 days ago, Lakin Riley's killer was paroled, meaning he was not in custody. He was not coming out of prison or anything like that. They just catch him at the border and just tell him, go ollie oxen free. You know, you're on your own. Get out of here and come back in 2029 for a hearing. That's what they mean by parole. He was paroled because the feds had no reason to hold him. False. Mayorkas said 2 days ago he couldn't remember why. False. He said today he just wouldn't talk about it. The truth is they let Lakin's killer in illegally. Here's the truth. Mayorkas illegally paroled Lakin Riley's killer into the U.S. He had a criminal record. He then committed a crime against a child in New York. No prosecution. In fact, he got a work permit. They're trying Donald Trump on a misdemeanor that the statute of limitations has expired on. But they let this savage third world thug into the country. He attacked a child in New York. They let him go and gave him a work permit. And then he killed Lakin. Mayorkas knew all about this. He lied about it. Then there's this kid in Josh Hawley's home state of Missouri. His name was Travis Wolf. Just a kid. He was on the, 11, about to turn 12 years old. He was in a car traveling with his family, and this drunk illegal alien, I think from Colombia, just was going the wrong way. Stop me if you've heard this one before. You know, probably never been in a car before, coming from south of the border where they use burros probably. And she hit him and killed him. And so this is what this was his questioning, Senator Josh Hawley's questioning of Mayorkas about his constituent Travis Wolf, savagely killed by an illegal alien let in by Democrats. Cut 9.
Travis Wolf, do you know that name?
Not off the top of my head.
Travis Wolf is a 12-year-old boy from Missouri. This is him. Travis was killed on December 20th, 2023, or I should say he was in a tragic attack on that night. He died some weeks later, head-on collision. The person driving the vehicle, who's now been charged with 6 criminal counts, is Indrina Bracco. Do you know who that is?
I do not, but let me communicate that I know that all of our hearts break for the family of this young boy who died in that accident.
Well, She's an illegal migrant here from Venezuela. Local law enforcement tell me that she was detained briefly at the border in 2023 and then released. And then she commits this crime. Multiple people have been stabbed in O'Fallon, Missouri by illegal migrants. Mr. Secretary, I know that you think your policies are a success. You sat right there in that chair and you've told me over and over our policies are working. You're on the record years and years saying that. Maybe they're working for you. Maybe they're working for your political objectives, whatever they may be. I don't know. But they're not working for Laken Riley or Travis Wolf or the people of my state.
Amen. Or any other state, for that matter. Even the blue states. 844-500-4242-508. Don't jump to conclusions about Saifaldin Fazwi. He and his family may have well immigrated from County Cork. Oh, yes. They Oh, there's a good possibility of that happened. Yes. 844 and he's I'm sure he's an adherent of the religion of peace, as George W. Bush called it. But the Democrat, a lot of Jewish people are still voting Democrat. Tell me why. Just like tell me why the Kennedy family endorsed Joe Biden today when he won't provide Secret Service protection for their kinsman, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And why is there a law in place that allows the government to pay for Secret Service protection for presidential candidates? It's because an Arab immigrant shot RFK Sr. down in cold blood in the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles back in 1968. But now the Kennedys are all, I'm sure they're all for Biden. They love the fact that Biden doesn't want the Israelis to do anything to Iran or to the genocidal Nazi killers, like the guy who killed their father, RFK Sr. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Howie. I've been listening to you since back in the Jerry Williams days. Appreciate all you're doing.
Thank you.
A couple points on your poll. Quick shout out to John and Margaret and Quincy. On your poll, there's so many topics there that you could vote for. And I had a conversation with my three grown children back when they were all in their early and mid-20s, and I said to them, as your father, it's my duty to advise you to leave this state. And that was 6, 7, 8 years ago, and things have gotten a lot worse since. And my wonderful wife wasn't too happy with me because she wanted the kids to stay close to home for obvious reasons. But I said, it's my duty as their father to tell them, even if you go to New Hampshire, get the hell out of this state. It's just gotten worse and worse since then, especially the last 3 or 4 years. I think you'll agree with that.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, my point with Trump, I have a dear friend that I fish with, great guy, his wife's a great lady. She cannot stand Trump because he's, her words, not mine, he's arrogant. And I looked at her last time I talked with her and I said, are you not looking out for the future of your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and who's going to be a better choice to lead this country from here on in? This, as they say for many years, Howie, this is the election of not just our lifetime, of three lifetimes. And, you know, is he perfect? No, he's not perfect, but
nobody's
like
perfect.
He puts America first. Exactly. He puts America first. He's strong. And, you know, he's going to do the right thing 9 times out of 10, where this guy is likely to do the right thing one time.
I know. I think of what Al Davis, the owner of the Oakland Raiders, now deceased, said, just win, baby. And how about we just change it in looking at it in terms of Biden? How about just don't keep losing, baby? He loses everything. Everything he says is wrong. Every move he makes is a disaster. Everything he does damages the American people. How can people vote for this guy? They were just driven insane by the media, by the panic in 2020. Like this juror, basically said this afternoon in New York, I just lost it in the panic. Thanks for the call, Rick. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie, we've all heard the term, there's no honor among thieves, but man, now we definitely know there's no honor among the Kennedys. You know, it isn't bad enough they all just hang them out to dry. At the same time, we now have our government hanging them out to dry like a sitting duck, okay? It's just it's hard to believe this is America today. You know, this is worse than Banana Republic. This is Soviet Republic. It's unfathomable. I don't know. I'm beside myself, really. With everything I keep hearing, it just never gets better. These people are completely unhinged.
Yeah, I know. Joe Biden, how about Joe Biden running around saying, just pay your fair share? And his son is about to come up on a federal trial in L.A. for not paying $1 million in income taxes, or not paying taxes on $1 million. I mean, what did JFK say? Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. What have the Bidens ever done for their country? What has Hunter done for his country? What has Joe done? Joe was a draft dodger. No one ever wants to talk. They talk about Trump had bone spurs. No one ever talks about Joe being a draft dodger. And he says he wants to bring peace because of Vietnam. Where was he when he had a chance to bring some peace? He didn't even join the Peace Corps. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. 413, Kennedy family proudly supporting Biden is just demented. Heard comment today from them. Oh, he's always worked for the working man. Oh, my God, lunacy. He's never had a job. You know, you don't have to be a union guy, but it would help if you'd had a job. He's 80 years. He's like Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders never had a job. But he's for the working man, too. The more they're for the working man, the more you can be assured they've never worked for a living. 844-500-4242. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Howie, a couple of conservative observations about the latest events in sporting. I noticed on the Masters this weekend, every prior Masters, they used to have the flag next to the leaderboard of, in the lower right-hand corner, they would have the flag of the origin of country.
Yeah.
Not anymore. That's
really?
Gone. That's gone.
I thought we were celebrating diversity. Wouldn't you want to have that in there? Were there too many American flags?
Well,
was that the problem?
Well, yeah, it was about 80% American.
Oh, okay.
There was Australian and a Swiss, but there was no more flags next to the name. It was just the name. Second observation, the NCAA women's tournament garnished the biggest ratings in history over the men's.
Yeah, 5 million more viewers than the men's championship.
Yeah, and the women's tournament was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday.
Right.
And the men's tournament was on
Monday night, as always. Yeah.
On a Monday.
Right.
So what are we pushing here?
And I like Joe Biden saying they Caitlin Clark deserves, quote-unquote, deserves to make more money. No, I think Caitlin Clark is going to be okay. I think she's going to make a lot of money. And again, who is Joe Biden? A guy who's never done anything, nothing, other than feathering his own nest. Who is he to be giving instructions to anyone how much to pay the guy who rakes their lawn, let alone anything else? He knows nothing. Thanks for the call, Jay. 844-500-4242. Spring is here, and so is allergy season, which is why you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Paul Rizzo from Rizzo Insurance just ordered another 3 with code HOWIE3. He uses them in both his home and his office, and he also buys them as gifts. It's not a surprise that everyone wants and loves the Thunderstorm due to how well it works and how affordable it is. Dave Henschy has one in every room at the Nauset Beach Inn. Dr. Matt, the vet, swears by them. Not only does it help with pollen in your home, but with the USB cable, you can also use it in your car as well. Every time you open that door to your home or car, pollen is coming inside. Pollen can give you itchy eyes, a sore throat, or just overall feelings of fatigue. take care of the air inside of your car with the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure 3-pack is small enough to hold in your hand, and it doesn't take up any floor space. It also doesn't need filters, and that saves you both time and money. For pet odors, cooking smells, tobacco, musty basements, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. It's great. It really works fantastic. Even if you don't think you have any bad odors in your house, the Thunderstorm will make all your rooms and your car smell better. Back in stock now. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code Howie3. That's the number 3, and get yours now. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
If you missed any part of the show, we've got you covered.
You know what, guys? This could be a podcast.
Subscribe to the Howie Carr Radio Network on your preferred podcast platform and start listening to previous shows and exclusive podcast-only features.
It's actually not a bad idea.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
We've had at least one or two callers today and texters talking about the 7-Eleven that was robbed in Norwell right on the Hingham line near the illegal alien flop house for Haitians. These were Hispanics, probably illegals, who robbed it. Three of them early in the morning a couple of days ago, and it appears now they've also hit these three illegals also hit a convenience store in Quincy as well. So they're on a rampage. They got guns. So, but hey, you know, celebrate diversity. It's a sanctuary. It's a sanctuary state, basically, even though it's not technically. 844-500-4242. We'll have Turtle Boy on after the top of the hour to talk about the witness list coming out and how far along they are in picking the jury in Dedham for the Karen Reed murder trial. They've picked the jury, per se, in New York, but they still have to pick the alternate jurors tomorrow, and they're hoping for opening arguments in the sham kangaroo court star chamber trial. The expired misdemeanors dressed up as a felony, as a federal felony in a state court. Other than that, it's a totally legitimate prosecution. 844-500-4242. Wendy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Wendy.
Hi, Howie. My name's Wendy Lee McTowell. How are you?
Good.
I'm calling from Maine, and I wanted to just talk about the upcoming elections in November. The reason that our Democratic House and Senate are so out of control is because they have the majority. So our goal as the We the People Republicans in Maine is to run. We have 92 really great, just normal citizen candidates, not politicians, but people with courage and integrity who are running for the state rep house and the Senate. And right now in each one of their campaigns is a critical time. People could really help out by supporting their candidate by donating $5 for the Clean Election Fund.
Yeah. Okay. And thank you then. The Clean Elections Fund. The message is delivered, Wendy. Thank you. Vincent, very quickly, Vincent. Not much time left.
Howie, how are you?
Good.
You know, I can't believe what miscreants and degenerates the Kennedys have descended to back Joe, who's a ne'er-do-well, who's never...
I know. He was breaking up, but we got the point. I mean, do they need the jobs that bad? I mean, they're just sort of make work ambassador type jobs. The Kennedys have fallen a very, very, very long way. I'm Howie Carr.